from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. If you're looking for an indoor activity that's year-round, we have the Water Zoo Indoor Water Park in Clinton, Oklahoma. I'm Brett.
Is that my cue? And I'm Harley.
Finally. I cued you up.
Before we get to talking about water parks.
How much I love water. Yeah.
Can we talk about people cheating on their diets?
Oh, yeah. I admit, we went off the deep end. The problem with my cheat is we had a date night scheduled. Baby was at the babysitter. 12-year-olds at a friend's house. So Vivint shows up, and we didn't know we were going to be upgrading our security system, but we also didn't know when the guy said, hey, it'll only take an hour and a half, it was going to take 4 hours. So our small cheat turned into a bloodbath last night. We cheated hard. We went overboard. We were hangry.
What did you eat?
Yeah, Chinese food, which is the worst thing you can cheat on.
I feel like that's a bad use of a cheat.
It really is. It was bad. It's not. There are worse things. So yeah, we had a little bit of a cheat day that went. It was more like a, I don't know, massacre last night.
So Amber and I went to Charleston's last night.
You can say that. They're not paying us not to. They're not paying us to say it, but yeah.
And I'm very proud of Amber and I's dedication to this diet. They brought out that croissant with the honey and the butter our salads. Neither of us were tempted at all to pick it up.
Well, something similar happened to me. We went to Santa Fe Cattle Company. Yes, if you're listening out there, they're still out there. They're at a mall near you if you live close to Shawnee. But anyway, they brought out the rolls, and we're like, sorry, can't have them. So we refused those. We sent back our croutons that were in the salad. They were scraped to the side. I mean, we were really good the day before yesterday. Yesterday, not so much.
I kind of feel like you've got to treat yourself every so often. And I think if you have kids, we've got an activity that is going to be a real treat.
Right. And you don't have to go off the deep end.
Oh, God. It's coming up right after this. So I was perusing Facebook. On my normal way to infuriate myself.
Right.
And I came across some really cool shirts.
There's always really cool shirts on Facebook.
They're for a liquor store.
And
I first saw the picture, I was like, wow, that must be like a team that I'm unfamiliar with. And then I looked closer, and it's an advertisement for a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked. It was Master Threads.
Really?
They've
snuck into your feed. You've said them enough out loud that the internet listened, and now they are embedded in your future.
But my thought when I saw them was, wow, if they can make a liquor store look like a professional sports team,
they can do anything.
Then they can do anything.
That's right. And if you don't have a logo or you need some help designing one, they can do that for you, too. It's simple. All you have to do is call them for a free quote. It's 405-673-3787.
Or you can just go to their website, which is masterthreads.us.
Or go to Harley's Facebook page.
Or go to my Facebook page. They're there.
Master Threads.
So today we are talking about something that you and I
have done.
Are both familiar with. Now,
on separate occasions.
I would say that we're experts.
At what?
At the topic that we're going to be discussing today.
Yes.
The Clinton Water Zoo?
Yeah, I tell you, if anybody knows about water activities, it'd be me.
I was more talking about the ability for a couple of old dudes to sit in a lazy river.
No, well, I have a different perspective of my trips around the lazy river. But yes, it's the Clinton Water Zoo. It's 28,000 square feet.
And it's all indoor, and it's temperature controlled. If you have kids, this is a must. If you don't have kids, then maybe you might still want to check it out.
Yeah, I saw some people that I was going, okay, they haven't been seen with children. Where are their kids? Adults actually enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Again, it's Oklahoma, And in the wintertime, there's not a chance of you getting in the water in most parts of the state.
Right.
And in the summertime, when it's 110 degrees outside, the water is hot.
Unless you go to the very bottom.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a scuba tank or something, you can. There are some places you can go swimming and still feel cool. But in Clinton, the water zoo, I mean, the water is...
the same.
It's the perfect temperature year-round. And I think it's a must. It's a must-do. And Clinton's got some other cool activities. The Route 66 Museum's there. Yep. White Dog Hill's there.
Yeah, we've talked about White Dog Hill. I do, what I like most about this is that if you're somebody that likes to kind of ease yourself into the water, there's no directly into the deep end. They kind of, all their pools kind of gradually go into, and you can find a comfortable spot to hang out. It's wheelchair accessible if you have those concerns. I mean, really well kept, clean, friendly. It's a great environment.
I'm going to go back to this. I'm sure. Sorry. I know we've been talking about this for 7 seconds, and I need to touch on this point again.
Yeah.
It's the same temperature year. It's 82 degrees all of the time.
Right, which I think is the perfect. It's the perfect water temperature.
In the spring and the fall, they do have retractable
roofs. Yeah.
And they'll retract them when the temperature is going to be around 82 degrees.
Right.
But today... I don't want that roof open. I want it to be 82 degrees.
I want it to be 82 degrees. And in the wintertime, I want it to be 82 degrees. Maybe I can swim with snow on the ground. There's nothing wrong with that. I will take that. And I've only started really getting into the water and kind of pretending like I enjoy myself about 3 months since summer started.
So we've both been on separate occasions.
Yes.
And our children have been.
Yes.
And I'm going to say... without exception, If you have children under the age of 18, they are going to have a blast at this place.
Well, there's something in there. I mean, there's literally something for every age. They've got big water slides, little water slides. I mean, we could go down the freaking list. I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do.
But more importantly, for me,
yeah,
I was taking children who are a little bit older. There's a Holiday Inn that is...
right.
Connected to the water park.
It's literally right there.
So my kids, when I went, we went and checked them in. We went back to the hotel and took a nap, and then we came back to hang out with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was seamless, and I didn't worry about it.
Right.
You know, there's tons of supervision in the place.
There are lifeguards everywhere.
So I felt safe leaving my kids there while I went back and slept for 30 minutes.
Or if you went to the casino down the road. I wouldn't recommend that. But there are casinos. But I wouldn't recommend that.
But it's not just the water activities. Don't get me wrong. The water activities are awesome. And there are a few that I want to touch on. But the amenities for this place. As an adult, there's only so much water activity. You know, there's only so many times you can go down a slide before you're like, you know what? I just need to sit down and drink some coffee and... peruse Facebook or whatever.
And just wait for my kids to show up with blood. You know what I mean?
They have a nice seating area.
Yeah.
They have actually a couple of them. So there's one in the actual water area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can go out and sit with the kids and, you know, be 2 inches away from your kids while they're going down 90 miles an hour down a slide. And, you know, you just kick back with a book or whatever. Just inside, you've got... what would you call it? Like a snack bar area?
Yeah, like concession area with quite a bit of seating in there. I mean,
there's a lot of seating. But they've got Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi works great, so you can just kick back. You can go inside where the noise levels are dropped a little bit, or you can go outside and hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, there's something for all of the kids. They've got, you know, the slides where my 14-year-old son is... you know, thinks he's cool for going down the slide.
And then there's the kiddie stuff.
They have stuff for young children.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say this, okay? We had two different perspectives. At the time that I went, Tara was pregnant, well into the throes of her pregnancy. All she wanted to do, and I think I enjoyed the hell out of this part. Well, except, you know, after the 100th time doing it. But the lazy river, we put her on a tube, and I just pushed her around. And we went to the wave pool and we just did laps. I mean, you can cruise the lazy river if you don't want to get on the splash pad or play basketball in the small pool or go down the slide. Just chill. That's what I like.
No, I agree with that. And again, that's a lot my speed.
Right.
As well.
Well, we're getting up there.
But if you have little kids, if you have young kids, they've got splash pads specifically for kids where areas where the water is 6 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be on constant edge. You have a new son.
Yes.
So I know you worry about things a lot.
Oh yeah.
And he's not even to the point where he's cruising yet, but you get him to that point and you're going to be terrified around a foot, you know, a foot and a half of water.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he gets loose and he's like grease lightning.
Well, and he doesn't like 2 inches of water when it's time to take a bath. He's getting better, but yeah, it's a lot of fun and it's just west of the metro. I mean, yeah, it's down the road a piece, as they say, but. So something that's kind of new, kind of cool that they have, it's called the Slide Boarder, and it's the only one within about a 500-mile radius. Basically, it takes the concept of a water slide in a video game and lets you keep score and track yourself online.
I don't know that I personally would have any interest in playing a video game, water-based video game, but I can see kids getting into that.
But you remember when we were young? It was who could do the best belly flop and who did the best jackknife or the...
How long you could hold your breath.
How long you could hold your breath and, you know, dancing underwater and stuff. We've come so far. We've got video games now that we can play. Do you play it underwater? How do you track your progress? I just got to where you know what I can't do that I wish I could? Tread water. I can't. I can swim. I know this is hard to believe. I can swim underwater. Really well, and I can swim above water, but I can't. If you were like, hey, I need you to sit there until we can throw a life raft in for you, I'm going to sink. I can't, and that's what I like about this pool. It's not super deep, so I don't have to worry about drowning.
We were talking about dieting at the beginning of this show.
Yeah.
You're a fluffy guy. You're telling me you don't just float?
I don't just float, man.
You don't take a deep breath in and you just float?
The other day I was in Tara's sister's pool. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to float on my back. She's like, okay. So I leaned back and, you know, did the gently lean back to try to float on my back. And I just sank to the bottom, just like a waterlogged corpse. Just sank to the bottom.
As far as kids go, I said, this is going to be a winner. If you have kids that like water activities at all, this is straight up 100% a winner. One of the nice things I saw there, they have birthday rooms, big rooms set up just specifically to do birthday parties.
Right.
You can invite your kid's friends to his birthday party, and everybody can participate in the activities. You have all that extra help, all the staff there.
Yes.
You know, keeping track of kids and making sure people aren't running outside.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a really good way to celebrate a kid's birthday without breaking the bank. Obviously, there's a charge involved.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the most expensive thing in the world. And if your kids got a bunch of friends, it looks like a really good way to entertain the kids for a while.
Look, kids like to swim. Bottom line. Adults, let's be realistic. We get in, we get wet, we just want to sit still, we get out, we hang out. That's it. Kids can swim for hours. What I like about that is when they're done swimming for hours and they get hungry, they got a nice little snack bar. Nothing too fancy. They got pizza, wings, stuff like that.
I want to talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, sure. Here.
So one of the really nice things about the park, you've got a wristband.
Uh-huh.
That's proof that you're supposed to be there.
Right.
You know, like you paid the price
you
of admission.
Scan in. Yeah.
So one of the really nice things about the Clinton Water Park, you can go in and go, okay, load everybody's wristband with $25 in concession money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to come running up to you.
Asking
you don't have
card.
To have your wallet.
Right.
They just go up and go, I want a pretzel. And the person scans their wristband and they get a pretzel.
The other thing about the wristband, it also operates your personal locker. When you get there, you get a lock. If you choose to have one, you get a locker. When I was a kid, we'd go to the pool. You'd put your shoes in the locker at the swimming pool. Well, I had a pair of shoes stolen. I've had money stolen. I like that they have security. You go up to your locker. You scan your bracelet, pops open your locker, bada boom, bada bing.
I like the fully integrated, The only thing that I, the only issue, not even an issue, the only thing that I think would be really nice,
yeah,
is if they'd actually put a covered walkway between the hotel and the water zoo.
Just because it is a year-round situation, you don't want to go from hotel to 20 below to 82 degrees, like, or right. any type of inclement weather or anything like that. Yeah, that would be nice.
And I think another thing that would be really nice, and this is me just spitballing here.
A covered parking lot?
No.
What?
That actually isn't a bad idea either. But having an elevator at that end of the hotel, so you don't have to walk with your, you know, in your towel,
yeah,
through the lobby, mm-hmm, to get to the elevators, like if they had.
Yeah, that would be a nice touch.
I think so.
But this place is huge. When you're pulling up to it from the highway, you're like, there's no question. When you go, are we there yet? When you see, you'll know. You'll
yeah,
see.
You're probably 2 or 3 miles out, and you can see the water slides.
Yeah.
Sticking up on the horizon.
Well, speaking of water slides, I don't know if I told you this or not. I probably didn't talk to you about it because I was ashamed to admit it. But I went down a water slide at the advisement of a 12-year-old. Come on, do the water slide. Okay, fine. I did it.
You almost died.
Well, the hardest part was it wasn't going down the water slide, believe it or not. That was fun. It was being shot out the end because it's pitch-ass black. You get shot out, and then all of a sudden you're trying to get your bearings about you. But it's that awkward, like, kind of chubby person trying to get up off the ground because you're literally flat on the, you know, and you're like trying not to roll out and spill onto the ground. I spilt onto the ground. I'll be honest with you. That was the worst part, the awkward dismount from the slide raft. But I had a ton of fun, man. I had a lot more fun than I thought I was going to. And Tara had a lot of fun, even though she was pregnant. I truly and highly, highly recommend if you're headed that way, even if it's just if you're headed farther west, take a stop by. I mean, it's definitely a nice road marker.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I kind of feel like you have to do as a summer activity at some point in time. But if you want more information on the Water Zoo Indoor Water Park in Clinton, their website is water-zoo.com.
Also, if you're in Clinton and if you're a history buff, or if you just, there are so many really cool things in Clinton, great picture opportunities. Especially go see the Route 66 Museum. Super cool facility. Beautiful facility. A lot of stuff to do. Got to head out west, though.
Go west, young man.
Go west, young man. I-40.
You've got a lot of things going on right now.
Yes.
Babies, surgery, and that sort of stuff,
uh-huh,
has all been around this time. So, again, there might be some disruptions here and there on show release or show format. And I believe this would probably be considered a disruption on show format.
Yes. Yes, maybe just slightly. But what I will say, it's a perfect opportunity for you to get caught up.
It's a great opportunity to get caught up on the back catalog. We've got, I don't know, 85 episodes back there.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow our progression to where we are now.
See that.
Our meteoric rise.
You can witness that we are as good at this on episode one as we are on this one.
Right. Absolutely.
But if you like what we're doing, go subscribe to our show. It's the number one thing that you can do to help out our show.
I thought you were going to say it's the number one show of shows.
It's the number one travel and tourism related podcast about Oklahoma in Oklahoma by Oklahomans.
And maybe in the province of Georgia. Maybe not the state, but the province of Georgia.
Oh, if you're talking about the country.
Well, the country, yeah.
We're definitely number one there.
Yeah.
But anyway, go subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartMedia. Let them know what you think about us while you're there. We would love to hear.
We'd love to read about ourselves.
We do love to read about ourselves. But this has been the Only an OK Show. I'm Harley.
I'm Brett.
And we're out of here.
Peace. Two, one. Water Zoo Square Boom Be Boom Be Boom Be Beer.
3, 2, 1.
And welcome to the show. If you're looking for an indoor activity that's practically year-round, winter, spring, fall, I mean, all of them. The winter solstice, for crying out loud.
It's too long.
It is too long. 3, 2, 1. If you're looking for a fun activity that's...
You didn't say welcome to the
well,
show.
Well, you didn't say welcome to the show. Okay. 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the show. If you're looking...
I need to get a cup of coffee.
God damn. 3, 2, 1. I'm waiting to see if you're going to do something. 3, 2, 1. We're going to start that over because I don't like it. Ready? Blah, 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 blah. I don't like it. 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the show. 3, 2, 1. Start over.
I don't know if that's okay.
3, 2, 1.